You are listening to Anything Goes with Megaboss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Hey! Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Not really, but you're the best I can do.
Motherfucker.
I'm That's looking for something cool. without a third leg. But and you... trust me, he's got a third leg.
Oh, fucking right. Elephant. So how's it going?
He puts horses to shame.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, it's going great. You know, I had an accidental day off today.
Mm-hmm.
And by accidental, I mean I set my alarm. It went off, but it made no noise. And I woke up about 3 hours late for my shift. So I'm just like, screw it.
Yeah.
But... I ain't going into work today.
No. What the fuck? What do you? What else are you going to do, you know?
I mean, it's supposed to be a day off anyways, but.
That is true. That is true.
Anyways, how are you doing?
How you doing? I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I just answered that.
Oh, yeah, you did. Whatever. What the fuck ever. I'm not doing as well as Trevor is, apparently. He is squirting from his nipples.
Oh, good.
But.
Lactation.
That's right. So.
So.
What the fuck are we drinking?
That was beautiful.
It was.
That was unrehearsed.
It was not rehearsed. Yeah, that's true. It got me a little bit stiff. I'm not going to lie.
Just like everything else on this podcast.
Gets me a little stiff?
No, unrehearsed.
Oh, okay.
If it gets you stiff, that's good.
That is true. It's just a bonus.
Boner?
Bonus. So tonight we are drinking.
A new beer.
Yep.
New to us beer.
It is called Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Arrogant Bastard.
And it has like the devil on it. And
which is perfect for us.
It is from California and Richmond, Virginia. And it is 7.2 alcohol?
7.2.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. But the weird thing is.
What's the weird thing?
It's fucking a vegan beer.
It is a vegan beer.
Like, well, I didn't know they make vegan beer.
What the hell is a vegan beer?
I don't know. Like, I have absolutely no idea what a vegan beer is.
This is probably the only thing that's vegan that I like.
That is true. I could never be a vegan.
No.
I love
meat way too much.
I was gonna go there, but I decided not to.
Hey, zero shame over here.
Yeah, clearly.
Queerly.
Queerly. What? So yeah. So go ahead and read the description that's from the box. It is absolutely titillating.
I didn't realize it was a friggin' essay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Text message from Mama Cory.
Is she watching?
You guys are jerks for being in podcast already.
Is she watching?
I have no idea.
Trevor, you need to see if Mama Cory's watching. Get her on here.
Okay, so time to read the box.
Mm-hmm.
This is an aggressive beer. You probably won't like it. It is quite doubtful that you have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate an ale of this quality and depth. We would suggest that you stick to safer and more familiar territory. Maybe something with a multi-million-dollar ad campaign aimed at convincing you it's made at an independent brewery, or one that implies that their tasteless seltzer, fizzy yellow beer, whatever the hell will give you more sex appeal. Perhaps you think multi-million-dollar ad campaigns make all that junk taste better. Perhaps you're mouthing your words as you read this. I am not. I am reading it out loud.
You are, and it sounds so sexy when you read it.
We believe that pandering to the lowest common denominator represents the height of tyranny, a virtual form of keeping the consumer barefoot, stupid, and led by social media.
Fuck yeah. Fuck social media. No, I'm kidding. I love social media.
Yes.
I need social media.
Yes. Brought forth upon an unsuspecting public in 1997, Arrogant Bastard Ale openly challenged the tyrannical overlords who were brazenly attempting to keep the people chained in the shackles of poor taste. One glance around, and it's glaringly obvious. They're winning.
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 As of now. Yet we will not stop.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Ever.
Never.
Since the very beginning, Arrogant Bastard Ale has revealed in its unprecedented and uncompromising celebration of intensity.
Oh, yeah.
There have been many nods to Arrogant Bastard Ale, even outright attempts to copy it, but only one can ever embody the true nature of liquid arrogance. Hated by many.
Fuck all them.
Liked by few.
Oh, shit!
Hell yeah.
Did I do that justice?
You did. Mostly fantastic. Mostly fantastic. So, the lyric. Is that who I think it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Says, hey, the best. Didn't see you today. You can see him right now. You can see me too, which is even better.
Yeah, Victor.
How you doing?
Yeah, lyric. I'm sorry.
Yeah, here, we'll censor it.
Something got screwed up in my alarm.
Yeah.
I missed your beautiful face today, though.
Yep. Corey, check messages, I was told. So.
Jesus.
What, how many fucking messages you got? So, yeah, so today.
My parents. Well, my mom is on a Skype session, so she can't watch us.
Seriously? Tell her to end the fucking Skype. Who the fuck is she Skyping when she's drunk?
She is on Skype with Trevor and my grandparents, which is awesome. She's on Skype with my grandparents, who are her parents, while she's drunk.
So why don't we get them off of Skype, Trevor? You work on that. Get them off Skype and have them join this show.
My grandparents probably should not watch this.
All of them. Yes, they should. I think they should. I think so. So Lyric was so bored today.
I probably wouldn't have been working with him anyways.
She can hear us? Oh, perfect. Mama Poitras can hear us.
Perfect.
Lyric says he was so bored today that you're the best. Seriously, I'm right here and you can't say anything about me, you know?
I love you.
So apparently Mama Corey is she can hear it. So is there anything that you want to tell her?
She says, yes, Mike, I can hear you.
How's that hip, boo? Mm. Is there anything you want to tell her or no? Have you decided on that?
I feel bad.
Okay, so then we'll just let it be. Let's sleep in
let
dogs.
It be.
Let it be. Let it be. Like your balls, be. Let them be.
I thought you said lick my balls.
Well, after a few of these arrogant bastards, you know. Mm-hmm.
Should we tell her?
I think we should. Right now's the time, because maybe she's drunk enough she won't remember.
That is true. All right, so.
Well, we got to set this up first and tell everyone what was going on. So, last weekend?
Last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend. So, I gave her a bottle a while back of Grappa. It's an Italian liquor. It's very.
Strong.
Yeah, it's like jet fuel. And she wants to video. She has a video, Trevor, that her and I made that one night at the. Oh, wait.
Shut the fuck up.
And so. Last weekend, yeah, I gave her a bottle of Grappa a while back, and it's jet fuel. It's an Italian liquor, or I think it's liqueur. Sam 11.
Oh, we got to share that video.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have to try to pull it up on here.
The video that you and I made.
Hell, yeah. And so we did this thing where we did shots, right? Last weekend we did 3 shots each of Grappa, which is a very high powered jet fuel.
And it's very clear.
It is very clear. It's very, very clear. It looks very much.
Almost like water.
Yeah. It looks just like
almost
water.
Like water.
Yeah.
You know?
So we did these 3 shots and we sent the video. So we have this thing with Corey's mom where. We do shots, send her a video. She'll do shots, send us a video. And, you know, it kind of goes back and forth, you know. So last weekend she was already in bed, so we did 3 shots each of Grappa, which most people that would completely fuck them up. But we did three shots and we felt fine.
Yeah, we felt great afterwards.
We weren't even feeling it.
No, if
so, Mama Corey just said asses.
Asses?
Yep, she commented. Are you saying I have a nice ass, or are you just calling us asses?
Are we donkeys?
So, but yeah, we did our three shots last weekend, and we weren't feeling a thing.
Not one thing.
We did three each, not two, Donna.
We did three each.
Rewatch the video. However, there is a however here, Mama Corey.
There is a however.
Yes. Do you feel like telling the however?
We might as well. We're here.
Yeah. We're queer.
Well, I mean,
take it in the rear.
What did she say?
She just said you did. She didn't say anything yet.
Oh.
So go ahead. Rip that Band-Aid off.
So, like we said, we did three shots.
Mm-hmm.
The grappa looks just like water.
Yep.
Well, let's just say these three shots went down just like water.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt great afterwards, like we did three shots of water.
Yep.
And why is that?
Because
we did three shots of water.
Yes, we did. Three shots of water. And so she resent us the video. I was sure it was.
I thought for sure it was three.
I thought it was three, too.
In our defense.
And I'm watching it here. So I got. She goes, bastard.
In our defense, we did not think she would actually do three shots of it.
No, we didn't.
We give her props there, and because of this, I think we owe her to do real shots.
We do. So tonight, we're going to do three shots tonight. It will be a little later. You're going to get the video. So wait, there's one. I'm wearing this thing. There's two.
Oh, we did two shots. Oh, shit.
Oh, even drunk, she knows better. Wait a second. I did say.
So why did she have to do three?
I think we challenged her to do one more than us, maybe.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to have to watch that. Because
ours went down way easy.
Yeah, it did. We didn't even feel it after.
No.
So tonight,
we are
Mama Corey. We will do three shots. They will be real shots.
They will be three
However,
shots.
It's going to be a little bit later. We'll take the video and send it to you because
you'll be passed out.
Yeah, you'll be passed out by then. Dreaming of me, wet dreams.
Ugh. Come on, man.
I will be coming on, man.
I will be thinking of Victor.
So, you know, names.
Victor could be anybody.
So, but we will. It will be later because I do have to go pick up my son a little bit later, and I can't be doing shots before I go pick him up. So,
no.
But after that. You have our word. You will see the video. We will pour the shots. You'll see me pouring the shots, and you will see us take it.
In the rear.
So
wait, what?
What?
We're going to butt chug them?
She's telling us to answer. What am I answering?
What are we answering?
Yeah, what are we answering? I don't know what we're answering.
Listen, we got things to do.
She's saying answer. What am I answering? What am I answering, Mama? Jesus.
That was not supposed to be that.
What the fuck is up with you today? Dude, you gotta go see a gastroenterologist.
Yeah, gastroenterologist.
That was a nice big word, huh?
That was a big word.
I don't know if it's the right word or not, but it sounded good.
It sounded really good, actually.
It sounded just like Oh. Wait a second. Hey, if that was you... Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see here.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Sure. Don't answer my call. This is Mama Corey. My hip is just fine. Bye.
No, that's right now. That's the one. Wait. Yeah, you didn't call. Did she call? You know what? Let's get her on here. What do you say? Oh, this is happening.
Be prepared for a drunk old lady.
Hey.
Bastards.
What? Why are we bastards?
I think she called us asses.
What?
Yeah. Why are we asses? Why are we asses?
You know why.
I don't know what you're... I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so you have four to make up for it, not three.
Four? You're trying to kill us. We'll see on the four.
Yeah, we'll see on the four.
Yeah.
That stuff's terrible. And for Corey to say he didn't think I would do it...
Dude, that's your fault.
Hey, listen.
That is all you.
I went up to it. I didn't think she would do it.
Are you saying that you thought your mom had no balls? Because let me tell you, your mom has balls, but you can't see them, but you could certainly feel them. Mm. How you doing?
This just got weird. Mm-hmm. Are you still on Skype with Grandma and Grandpa?
No, I hung up.
Oh, all right. What, just for us?
Lost them.
You lost them?
I said no, we lost them.
Oh, they lost them. She lost them.
Well, you better find them.
Are you watching us right now?
Yep.
Good, because we got a video we're going to be putting on here. All right? I got to somehow try.
Say hi, Gary.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Gary.
Oh, I thought you said Jerry. I'm like, who the hell is Jerry? But I'll say hi.
Jerry's my uncle.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Oh, is it Jerry or Gary there?
Gary saying
that's
hi,
Gary.
Guys.
Jerry's, she just said Jerry, didn't she?
No, she said Gary.
Oh, hi, Gary. I know Gary, but I'm pretty sure she said Jerry.
I said Gary.
See, that time I heard Gary.
Hi, Gary.
That time I heard Gary.
I said Jerry.
Oh, we should get Jerry out here sometime.
We should. Absolutely.
He doesn't drink, though, so.
So, but yeah, so we're going to have to let you go because I got to put this video on here. And I want people to see our 7-Eleven video.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. So. But it's always.
I saw the 7-Eleven video.
Yeah, but our viewers haven't.
Our viewers haven't, so we got to put it on here. And like always, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Mm.
Wow, can I hear myself echoing in the background?
Do you?
Turn your volume down.
Yeah. That's because you can't listen to us on the show and talk to us through here at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so.
Hey, Mike, I already heard you say that.
It's because on YouTube,
yeah,
it's delayed.
Yeah. It's always
so
delayed.
So she's hearing us a second time.
So in case I say the word fuck, I can censor it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you can go fuck yourself.
You're doing a terrible job at censoring.
What do you mean I'm doing a fucking terrible job at censoring this shit? It's like...
What the fuck?
All right.
All right, Mama. Hey, tonight, think of me in your dreams. Right.
I'll hang up. You guys can do the 7-Eleven.
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 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, I just cut her off. It's always fun talking to her. So now I got to find this 7-Eleven. I need you to send it to...
Just go to my face.
Is it on there? It's on there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So, yeah. So, go ahead and tell the story about the 7-Eleven, about how the original.
Well, I found the video on TikTok, actually, because, you know, I'm on there. So, watch my videos, get me famous.
Yep.
There's this video of a girl who legit thinks that she is black.
7-Eleven!
And she just recorded a video of herself going to a 7-Eleven. And the way that she talks is... weird. It is very, very weird.
Yes, it is. So,
and this is legit the way that she talks.
Yep. So we're gonna set up here.
We gonna play this video.
We gonna play this shit. You ready for this?
Yes.
Wait.
I can't hear it.
I fucking muted it. There we go.
I'm at 7-Eleven. Y'all want some?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Guess where we at?
We at that 7-Eleven. Y'all want something?
7-Eleven. Y'all want something? Nothing but good old fucking bake-off. 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
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 Here we are, stopped at a red light. There's a 7-Eleven. Whoa. There's a 7-Eleven across the street from us.
Yeah.
We had to take advantage of it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I'm so glad we did, because now I have that masterpiece of a video. Whoa.
I have to do this. But yeah, so continue. So there was a 7-Eleven across the street.
Oh, Trevor says 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
So yeah, we took advantage of it. And when I freaking did the video at first, I did it without the girl at first. I'm just like, you know what? People are not going to get the reference.
No.
So I had to put them together. And then I made that match.
Yes, you did.
With that app that you told me about.
Is that what you used?
That's what I used.
It's such a great app.
It is a great app.
I love that app.
Me too.
Tap that app.
Yeah. I tap that app. Yeah, I'm almost out of mine too.
Oh, I'm going to have to call.
Are you getting the other one?
Beer delivery. You want the other kind?
Yeah, let's try that other one.
So yeah, go ahead and talk about this here while I'm ordering beer delivery.
Oh, this next video?
Yeah.
All right. So earlier this week, I'm driving home from work. First of all, I've heard of these incidents happening to other people. I've seen it on the news many times, but I have never had it happen to me until earlier this week. I'm driving home. Here I am just recording a video of me singing, trying to sing. And all of a sudden, I see headlights on my side of the road. I'm thinking, all right, these people are just over in the breakdown lane facing me. So I'm just going to move over a little bit. So I move over to the other lane. Next thing I know, I see them moving their car over. So I'm thinking maybe they'll move over to their lane. So I move back to my lane. The headlights stayed in front of me. And I'm just like, oh shit, I got to get over. Because this person was driving towards me in my lane. Scared the shit out of me.
This was awesome. So we got to show this video.
Go ahead, do it. I apologize for my impersonation of singing.
Oh, that's even the best part. You ready for this?
Here we go.
So
what most people picked out of that video, you know, yeah, they were all like, oh, hey, where was that car? You know, idiots, crackheads, you know, whatever. But what most people picked out of that video was the fact that I went from singing.
Just listen to it. You hear him here? Oh, what the fuck? And then back to singing. Right, you go back to singing. Oh, is that which one? Little one?
Little one.
Tell him that we don't need the delivery from the mother. Oh, shit. All right. He told her?
Yep.
All right. So, yeah.
He heard you.
So, it's funny because you start singing again before the car even passes you.
Yeah.
On the upside, you're like, oh, what the fuck? And you see him, you go over to the other side of the road, and then you start singing again.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple of seconds later, the car's going by you on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah. It's like that shit happens all the time or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was great.
So did everybody else. Because that's the one thing they picked out of that video.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Yeah. You know, that was perfect.
I mean, as soon as I got over to the other side, I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yep. Yep. So Mama Corey says, what are you dinking? 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 What are we dinking? And then she said, drin, and then a fucking weird looking, I don't know what the fuck that is. So, Mama Corey, so we started with Arrogant Bastard.
Yes.
It's an Arrogant Bastard ale. It's a 7.2 alcohol. There, she finally got it right. She got drinking right, you know?
Third time's a charm.
I am so excited, you know, that she got that right. And she spelled it correctly, too. Yeah. So, yeah. So we were drinking the Arrogant Bastard, but now we are switching over to Milk Stout Nitro. It is from Left Hand Brewing Company. I can't get behind that name, Left Hand Brewing Company, because I always use my right hand.
Hey, you know, for me, you always got to change it up.
Oh, my God. That game.
What game?
You remember the game I said to you earlier? Are you gonna get when are you gonna get this game?
Oh, with the
yeah. Oh, that was awesome. So, I feel like we should have glasses for these.
I'm telling you right now, you are not gonna regret this. This is a good beer.
Let's see. Does it say the alcohol percentage?
Oh. It says, good to go from the can, like a pro in a glass.
Oh, fuck. This sucks. So, exactly, Corey, both hands, right?
Well, I mean.
Oh, that is good.
Isn't it?
That is really fucking good. Mama says personal preferences as far as. Listen, I got to use my right hand because when I start using my left hand, it starts like going sideways and shit, you know? What? You don't want to hear that?
No, I just don't want to know my mom's reference.
Let's ask you, Mama. When you're double clicking your mouse, do you prefer one hand over the other? Does one work better over the other? Trevor says, Corey, we know not both hands at once. We know that's impossible.
Excuse me, Trevor.
That's right. That's right.
Fucking learn your shit, dude.
So.
You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey.
So there was this game that we saw.
That you saw.
I did.
Sent it to me. In the middle of the Bruins game.
Yep. Yeah. Fucking. We'll get back to that. So it's this game, right? Trevor says he's a pro with both hands. He can play with his perineum with the other hand. Dude, go all the way and just go right up the asshole with it. So anyways, that's a thing too. Guys love a finger in the ass when they're getting.
That's good.
You know, just so you know, because the male G spot
is in the ass. I know.
Is in the asshole.
I know.
Have you ever had your male G spot played with?
Nope.
You never have?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Nope.
Moving on.
I wouldn't put girls through that danger.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. So there's this game.
You heard me earlier.
Yeah, there's this game, and it's literally looks it's two purple
dicks
essentially. She said, "Not what your mother wants to hear. Nothing better than a good rim job, dude. You know what's better than a good rim job? A tongue that can reach the male G spot.
Game.
That's your mother saying that. I'm kidding. It's Trevor.
Game.
So, yeah, she got game. Don't worry. So there's this game I sent Corey earlier. It's literally on like a 45-degree angle. It's two purple dicks. And it's almost like that pie face game where you slap the thing and then whichever pie comes up in your face first. Well, this one is two purple dicks on the 45-degree angle, and you have to, like,
stroke it
while your face is at it.
It's a shake weight.
Yeah, it's like a shake weight, and all of a sudden, it starts splooging out on one of the dicks right onto the face.
Right on your face.
Yep.
Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
Who wins? Does the person who gets splooged on first win, or does the second person? Because in pie face,
you can just say a facial. We're all adults here.
In pie face, you know, whoever gets smacked in the face loses.
I think it's the same way on this.
And remember when you and I played, you lost?
I did.
Because I'm a freaking...
Yeah. Dude, you have, like, Popeye muscles on your right arm. You know?
And then nothing.
And there it hangs down, like, whoop! You know? But, Trevor says he wants to play that game.
I bet you do.
He also says he loves a nice slobbery tongue on his asshole, slightly tickling the innards. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was your mom that said that.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding. That was Trevor. Uh-huh. But yeah, so.
What the fuck?
We do got a, what?
I opened Instagram, all of a sudden I saw a hairy man nipple.
What the fuck? So yeah, so we got to play that game. And it's one of those, like, oh, did you see?
Yes.
So we gotta play that game sometime. That'd be fun. That would definitely be fun. But there's also, sorry, distracted.
Yeah, come on, we're in the middle of a podcast. I know. Here.
What were we talking about? I don't know what else I was gonna say. Kim is, Jared says Kim is his lotion princess. So hockey's back.
Hockey is
back. Fucking back.
Thank
the fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be the same, but we have hockey.
Yes, we do.
It may not be.
It is so amazing to have
that was
hockey.
Amazing.
Right? Dance party. It is so amazing. I know. Dehydrated.
It's like Wednesday night hockey started. And
yeah.
I got home and I watched Montreal and Toronto.
Yep, yep.
Two teams I don't even like.
Yep.
But I just wanted to watch it because it's fucking hockey.
Yes, it is. It's fucking hockey.
I've been to your house for both Bruins games.
Yes, you have. Let's see if we can go the whole season.
Yeah, well, that's not happening on Monday.
Why?
Oh, wait. Unless you record the game. No.
No. We can record it.
I know, but I'll still... It's Monday. I'll be out of work late.
Yeah, but... Yeah, fuck.
It's all right.
We'll see.
It's all right. It's iffy on work nights.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But it is so awesome to have hockey back.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I
can't wait for baseball.
Trevor says, dude, that dance party looked amazing while smoking moon rocks.
The fuck are moon rocks? Is that like pop rocks?
Are you smoking pop rocks? Are they popping when you light them?
Yeah, like...
I know, that's what I'm wondering.
Are you inhaling and
you're like, oh, my throat! But,
he will after plenty enough.
True that.
Once he's feeling, whoa, man. Was that Roseanne?
It sounded like it, didn't it?
That sounded just like Roseanne.
It did, but at the end, Roseanne doesn't have that.
No.
I think that's what makes it different.
Maybe.
But yeah, no, it is so awesome to have hockey back. I know it's been a very short off season because of the way everything went, but.
Was it though? Because the
Trevor, your mother doesn't want to hear that about you smoking moon rocks. I'm just wondering what the fuck moon rocks are.
Me too.
I am so out of touch. I don't do anything illegal. Like, I can't because my work and stuff. So right. If I do anything illegal, I'm fucked.
Right.
That's why I just drink.
Yep. Yep.
I drink a lot, but not nearly as much as your mom does today.
Yeah, we're very disappointed.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to limit yourself.
You do. When you're doing 3 shots in a day in a row like that, that's starting to push alcoholic, mama. I'm just saying.
It's not like you even spaced them out. You did them boom, boom.
You did.
You didn't go boom, boom, boom because you can't do boom, boom, boom.
No, she did boom, 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 boom fine with me.
Shut up.
Okay. but, you know, moon rocks equals a nug of reed rolled up in dabs, dipped in keef. If you don't know what that is, it's just weed that fucks you up on first hit. I have no fuck. I'm probably even saying it wrong. Fuck is a dab?
That was foreign language to me.
Yeah. I am so out of touch.
Like, I know what a dab is.
I know, dab. I only know dab from Cam Newton. Wait, he did Superman. Did he do dab too?
Cam Newton sucked.
He was Von Miller's bitch in the Super Bowl. I loved it.
He was every team's bitch this year on the Patriots.
Yeah, he's just a bitch in general. I'm going to tag him when I redo this thing. I'm going to be like, Cam Newton's a bitch and tag his ass.
Hell yeah.
You know that?
He won't see it, but...
No, he won't, but fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. But fuck him.
Yeah, wait, what?
What?
You going to butt fuck him?
Not me. Just you anybody.
Sure? Him?
Yeah, but I... Hockey's back.
Hockey's back. Hockey's back. So, speaking of hockey,
it's a shorter season too.
It is. It's 56 games instead of 82. But speaking of hockey, here's a kind of an interesting story. Yes, the Sharks, the St. Louis Sharks, San Jose Sharks.
Give me a shell, yeah.
Anyways, the Sharks, Evander Kane. He is nearly $27 million in debt, and he filed for bankruptcy. So, Evander Kane is one of the big names in hockey. He filed a Chapter 7 bankruptcy last Saturday, according to a petition federal bankruptcy court in San Jose, California. So, according to the filing, that it says he's nearly $27 million in debt and faces 6 active lawsuits, court actions, and administrative proceedings with lending agents. So Kane signed, he's 29 years old, he signed a 7-year, $49 million deal with the Sharks 2 years ago. Now, the filing noted that Kane may not play this season because of health concerns given the recent birth of his first child. However, the opt-out date already passed, so he has been participating. And San Jose would be able to carry his contract over till the next season. Now, According to CapFriendly.com, Kane has made nearly $53 million in his career so far. And on the filing, he listed his liabilities at $26.8 million with an asset of $10.2 million. So it says that the losses are not clear. However, the petition indicates that he lost $1.5 million in gambling over the last year.
That's his own fault.
Yeah.
He's stupid.
In his home, that he lists seven dependents living with him, including a six-month-old daughter, a 27-year-old sister, his mother, father, two uncles, and his grandmother. In his filing, he said that the shortened 56-game season would make paying off his debts difficult. There's a total of 47 creditors listed on the filing. 47!
It's his own fault.
Yeah. It's like, dumbass, you're a fucking millionaire. You know, what the fuck is he doing?
How do athletes who are currently playing...
Right. It's not like he's an ex-athlete. Yeah. It's not like he's an ex-athlete.
He's not retired.
Yeah, because when you retire, you don't make any money.
Right.
So that's the thing. Yeah, they make a lot of money when they're playing, and I get it, because once you retire, you're not making any more money. It's not like you have a pension or anything, and usually you have 10 good years.
Right.
So they got to make that money last through their life.
Yeah.
But this dumb fuck is still playing.
Yeah.
And he's filing bankruptcy.
$27 million?
Yeah, $27 million.
In debt.
Yep.
How the hell?
I don't know. That's just being a dumb fucking idiot is all that is.
I get it. Hockey players are the least paid athletes.
Even though it requires the most physical skill.
Absolutely.
You know, it's reversed. Hockey should be the highest paid sport of them all.
And even though it is my favorite sport, for some, I don't know why, baseball players, they should be the least. That's just my opinion.
It's the least physical of them.
It,
like, you figure football, they're beating the shit out of each other on the field. They're tackling, they're hitting.
Yep.
Granted, they only play, like, offense or defense. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I say hockey's the most physical sport. Because you're skating all around. It doesn't stop. Like, football, you do a play, and then you don't do another play for another 40 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, hockey is boom, 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 boom. You know, they're just constantly boom, boom, going boom. Boom, boom, boom. You know, they're constantly boom, going back boom. And forth. But football, you know, they're hitting hard. They're running. You know, it's... I get it, you know.
Yep.
Basketball, they're running back and forth nonstop.
They're constantly playing, but they're not knocking people out.
Right, exactly. Baseball... Like
they're standing around most of the time.
They are, and I love baseball. I really do.
Number one,
it's
my number one.
It's a great sport. It's
easy to keep track of.
Baseball is a very close number two for me. Hockey's my favorite.
I think baseball is my favorite because I grew up watching it.
It makes sense.
Like, I didn't really get into hockey until about 2009.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I didn't grow up with hockey like I did baseball.
See, I grew up with both. And to me, hockey has just always been exciting. And I love hockey.
Hockey and baseball, they're right there.
In hockey, though, the players in hockey are like real men.
They're ugly as fuck.
They are. They're missing teeth. I mean, hell, we saw when the Bruins won the Cup the first time in 2011. Fucking was it Campbell that got the stitches on his eye? He got hit with a puck or a stick or something like that right up at the corner of his eye. And he had to get stitches going up the corner of his eye. He's sitting on the fucking bench in the Stanley Cup playoffs while the doctor is stitching him
up
on the bench. Yes. And the doctor snips the last stitch, and what's he do? He goes right back out on the fucking ice.
Yep.
You don't see that in any other sport.
Meanwhile, in basketball, you get carried off the court because you have a cramp.
Yeah, fucking cramps.
Or in baseball, my favorite.
Yep.
You get taken off the field because you have a blister.
Yeah. A fucking blister.
A blister.
Blister and cramps take you out of the other sports. And in fucking hockey... Yeah, what was his name?
You get a broken jaw. You go get yeah. wired up, and then you're back out on the
ice.
Yeah,
they put the face mask on your thing, and they put you back on the ice.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that Pouliot that had a heart attack on the bench? A bunch. It was like probably 6-7 years ago. 7 years ago.
It might have been.
He had like a a heart attack on the fucking bench.
Yeah, because he was sitting on the bench, and next you know he just fell backwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I guess from what I read, he tried to get back out to go play after they revived him.
Yep.
It's like, dude, you just had a heart attack. Stop. You're not going back on the ice.
Right. It's you not know? Worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. But that shows you that hockey players,
they're tough SOBs.
They are. That is like the man sport. And is also the most blue collar sport of them all.
Yep.
Baseball players, a bunch of pussies.
Oh, absolutely.
Basketball, a bunch of pussies.
Yep.
Football, they're becoming a bunch of pussies unless you're like a lineman or something.
Yep.
But all the other positions, they're a bunch of pussies. You know? It's crazy. Trevor says, sounds like wrestling before PG shit, unless you watch AEW. The fuck is AEW?
AEW is a new wrestling company.
They say it three times?
No, I don't know why he said it.
Huh. But yeah, so it's...
It's a good company.
Yeah. Mama sent us a picture of a pussy in a box.
And don't get me wrong, I like basketball. The thing that I really like about basketball is that if you have a 15-point lead,
mm-hmm.
that shit can turn right back around in two minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, like, if it's a close game, it can keep you on your edge of the seat the whole time.
Trevor says, hey, look, Mom made a vagina in a vagina reference. Oh, I get it.
Oh, cat in a box.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Trevor. See, apparently we need to be smoking that... Moon Rocks Nug Dabs mixed in a first fuck. Wait, what? I don't know whatever the hell it was. but yeah, so.
Hey, where the hell did Lyric go?
Who?
Lyric.
The fuck is Lyric? Oh, yeah. The bitch message him. The fuck? Maybe. Slabbing. Maybe he can get his family on here too, Corey.
I doubt it. I think he might live by himself with his wife.
Wow. Someone there that works with you actually lives on their own, not with their fucking parents?
Yep.
That's amazing.
I said might. I don't know for sure.
Never mind. Anyways, moving on. Did you hear about something about...
Yes, I did.
Kyrie Irving?
Yep.
He what? He like disappeared.
Huh?
Didn't he like disappear on everyone?
Oh, no. He went to a party after a game.
Okay. But no one heard from him for days or something like that.
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, no one knew where he was.
All I heard is he went to a party and he was...
Well, I'm not surprised. But yeah, I guess suppose they couldn't find him for a few days. No one knew where he was or anything like that. He just like fucking disappeared like a typical basketball player. Bitch!
You know, it kind of reminds me of what happened last year in baseball with freaking... Yoenis Cespedes.
Yeah, yep.
The Mets organization could not get a hold of him. They tried calling his phone and everything.
I remember that.
Nobody could get a hold of him. Why could they not get a hold of him? Because he decided he wasn't going to play the rest of the season.
Yeah. He just decided. Never fucking told anyone.
Didn't tell anybody.
Like a bitch.
And I love Yoenis Cespedes, mostly because of his name. And he's a good player.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
But anyways, on to Kyrie.
So Mama Corey's leaving. She has dishes to do and stuff. Hey, do some more shots for us. On to Kyrie Irving. So yeah, he disappeared for a few days, right?
Yep.
And he missed two games. So the league fined him $50,000 for that.
Which is nothing for these guys.
No, but because he didn't play in two games, they didn't know what was going on. He lost his salary for those two games.
Yes, he did.
So those two games that he lost in salary $820,000. He makes $410,000 a fucking game.
That sucks.
Yeah. But still, $410,000 a game?
Yep. I wish I could make that a day.
What the fuck? I wish I could make that a year.
Yeah. Yep.
This fucking little bitch.
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 He's a bitch.
Billy.
Billy. He's a bitch. Like that one coach. He's a bitch.
Oh, God, that was funny.
But yeah.
Or that other coach. You're playing like ridiculous.
You're playing like ridiculous. She's not going to do shots. She says no fucking way. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
But yeah, it's crazy. You know, the sports players now, they got a man up and.
But didn't he get fined and suspended? Did he get suspended?
Yeah, he has to sit for, I think, at least a game just because.
Because he took part in a party.
Yeah. Yep.
Which goes against.
The league rules.
The league rules. This year, anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
per. I think it's per Corona.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Corona rules.
Corona rules. It's those friggin' Corona rules, you know.
Coronavirus. Shit is real. Shit is getting real. Shit is real. Coronavirus. Shit is real. Shit is getting real. Shit is real.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Get it. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, this shit keeps going. I like it.
How long is this thing?
Hold on.
What the fuck was that?
What was that?
Dude, that's like had another fucking minute left in it.
Dude, listening to her, I feel like I got 100 STDs.
I know, right? Me too. Says Jesus fucking Christ. But yeah. Let's see. What else is going on in life? We've been playing fucking Fortnite and that.
Yeah, but we've been having a good time.
Yeah, we haven't. So we've been playing Fortnite lately. You might see him on the YouTube channel. When we play Fortnite, we do stream it at times.
We would be playing more adult games.
Yeah.
But none of them are cross-platform.
Nope, they're not.
So we're stuck.
Yep.
With Fortnite.
It is what it is. Fucking deal with it. If you don't like it, suck a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I found out at work that a girl that I have the hots for is joining my department, apparently.
Yeah, you'll be running and squealing like a pig in no time. But
I told my supervisor because a couple weeks ago, there were 2 days where I was quiet.
Yeah.
I was being normal-ish just because I didn't feel like being myself. So him and my ops manager, they were both worried about me.
Really?
Because I wasn't myself. So I told my supervisor, I was just like, well, if she does join, I'm going to be quiet. So don't be worried about me if I'm not me.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Because during our startup meetings, I'll be over.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, we're going to see. We're going to have to get some more updates about that as she joins. So you're going to have to tell us how that goes.
Oh, I definitely will. Like what my gay friend at work said. I have to talk to her at some point.
That is true. Does she have a nickname? What's her nickname?
I didn't really come up with a nickname.
Oh, you're going to have to. So next week we want...
I know her real name.
Yeah, well, next week we want to report on her nickname and how it's going.
Will do. That's if she joins this week.
That's true. So with that, let's launch this up. Ready? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
Absolutely. You heard it right there. Follow us, share us, friends, family. You know what to do. You can listen to us, search us on any listening platform that you feel like.
Follow me is all right.
I'll be the one to tuck you in at night.
When you're not looking.
Wait, what?
What? That's not how it goes, is it?
It's not?
My bad.
Oh, shit. Hey, with that being said, remember this week, make good choices, be safe, and try switching hands when you jerk off. Let's see how it goes. It'll feel like a strange. And wear a mask while you do it. It's like safe sex.
Yeah.
All right. Peace. Love.